This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, June 19th. God's word to you today is God High. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 25, verses 1 and 2 from the Message translation, and it says, "My head is high, God, held high. I'm looking to you, God. No hand dog skulking for me." When you look to God and God alone, what people do to you really does not matter. You're able to forgive because your eyes are on God. I want to share a thought with you that has been resonating in my heart for a few weeks now. And it is, when you give, you get wealthy. But when you forgive, you get healthy. Even if you fast and pray and do vigils every day for 1 year, you cannot get wealthy. You only get wealthy by giving, and that is how it works. When you give, you get wealthy. But when you forgive, you get healthy. But you can neither give nor forgive if you are not looking at Jehovah. If your eyes are not on God, you cannot give sacrificially because your brain will keep getting in the way. Same thing, if your eyes are not on God, you cannot really forgive. Closely watch his hands and carefully observe his gestures because you have asked. The third thing that resonates from Dale Moody's statement is, it takes confidence to knock. You knock with the confidence of a friend. Imagine a child has done something really bad and the mother has summoned him up to her room. He can stand at the room door for minutes, just shaking with fear. It will take the mother to order the child to come into the room, to actually get the child inside the room. When you have an influential friend, you knock confidently at his door. God wants us to put our confidence in him and not in people. Psalm 146 verses 3 and 5 says, "Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God." Yes, God will use people in your favor in Jesus' name. But do not put confidence in people because there is no help for you there. When we ask for humility, seek with carefulness, our knock comes with confidence and the doors will be open to us. 1 John 5 verse 14 says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." You have prayed. God wants you to step out with confidence and not with drooping shoulders. You are not wondering if God will answer. John assures us that our confidence comes from the fact that God has answered. God has answered, and you will see it in Jesus' name. Amen. Confident because we have asked of him. If you know how things will turn out in the end, you will never panic. The one you are trusting in sees the end from the beginning, and he is telling you to step out in confidence. Will you? Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
I have confidence in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you, Savior. I have confidence in you anytime, any day. I have confidence in you, Jehovah. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.